goes over it.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm a
Taking Care of Business, and this is BBS Radio. The show is Vocal Profiling Live. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, along with Tall Blonde Heather. We have three other special guests tonight. Tommy is going to be with us, Gwen and Kaj. It's a little surprise for Kaj. We just had people in the studio here. This is going to be about Kaj Nagy. This is a third in a series of shows from a listener's question. And the listeners said, you talk so much about doing vocal profiling. You show us how to do it on the air. You do our vocal prints, but we want to learn to do it. And so we decided to put a series together showing people how to get involved in our classes. And the first session we did, we talked about people who took the class and how they had brain overload and what was happening in the class and what the next step was and how to set up your own business with this, how to do it with your family. The second session, we actually talked to two practitioners who were setting up their business, very short-term people who had not been with us very long. And on this third session, we're going to talk to people who've been with us a long time. Kaj has been with us over 10 years, so has Tommy. And we've got Gwen, who's taking a class this week, and she's just kind of going to jump in. For those of you who have been with us before, you know that we ask you to call in. We take a sample of your voice, and we put it in our magic computer program, and out pops some information about you. We've been using Invoice because it's the quickest, and we think that people need to know what's really inside, and for a lot of people, we think they don't know that. Like the movie The Secret that tells you you can have exactly what you want. We sometimes think people don't know what they want, and so we attempt to help them answer that question. So if you're going to call us tonight, have a question in mind, and sometimes we answer questions that you didn't know to ask. Heather, do you have the phone numbers where they can call us?
Absolutely. You can call us direct and toll-free at 1-888-228-4494. That's in USA and Canada. Worldwide, call us at 877-489-6350, and if you can't reach us through those lines, call us directly at 530-776-5154.
And I am monitoring the email as always. Our listeners love to send us email, so that's radio@vocalprofiling.com. Heather, do you have any announcements tonight?
As always, I have several.
I should have asked you how you do it.
You know what? It's been a really good week. We've got a great class with us, a big class with us this week, and that's always fun for everybody, I think. And it's always good to see Tommy.
Thank you.
One of our long-timers. And, I would like for everybody to know about the upcoming Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. At the Schomburg Center, same place it was last year. For those of you who came out and saw us there, we'll be back at the same place, and that's going to be happening June the 27th through the 29th. Sherry's giving a wonderful presentation, I think at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
More wonderful than that. We're doing people's vocal profiles right there. We got three big booths, so come on down and learn to do this.
Yeah, it's a great time. There's always lots of wonderful vendors, and yes, it's a really good time, and you'll get to meet Sherry and all of us in person.
That's right. I was there last year, and it was an amazing time. And we had our hands full. We had lots of people checking out the bioacoustics and getting their profiles done.
You know, sometimes it was 10 and 12 people deep.
Yeah, it really was.
We just go back to the hotel and collapse.
this is a good chance for you all who are, you know, just a little bit curious about what's going on to come out and, you know, do a test run on the back box, you know, get your vocal print done, have a nutrition profile. We can do all sorts of things for you through vocal profiling.
I want to tell people about their signature sound and what that means.
Yeah, and everybody always loves that, loves to hear that. And moving on to the next exciting announcement, we've been doing this for a couple weeks now, and a lot of people have taken us up on this offer. We're doing downloads of our invoice program on a trial basis for only $40 right now.
So what do they get for that $40?
They get the software program.
The whole program?
The whole program.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Any instructions, a class, anything?
We just updated that instruction booklet just now, and it's beautiful, I must say. You did a great job, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. I looked at it. I couldn't believe it was 50 pages long when I got it.
56 pages.
Is it 56 pages? Whoa. Oh, I thought that was a real simple. Six clicks, and you have your report.
Well, it's a wonderful little booklet because you have examples of famous profiles in there. I think you have, what, Princess Diana in there. Some of what your signature sounds could mean. So it's a really neat thing. And official announcement from our bookkeeper today. We've done very well with trying to, you know, we all feel the crunch in the economy right now, and we want to help people out. And we do have a special offer right now. And
I thought that was over.
I've got somewhat of an extension.
Okay.
We're offering $1,000 off our tuition right now.
Boy, I knew we had created a monster because we are so backed up. And that's how you've got all these people in this big, great big class?
What with the economy it is today, we like to help people out as much as what we can. And
we had 20 people online with us today and yesterday.
Yeah.
That is awesome that we're going to have 20 new practitioners.
So I think, in turn, we help everybody out there.
So you're going to give them $1,000 off from the class. Where can they find out more information?
Nutra Sounds, that's Nutra Sounds.com, or call us at the office, 740-698-9119. Shoot me an email, heather@vocalprofiling.com.
Any other announcements?
An easy way to get into the class here, if you want to see what it's really all about, our next demo class is going to be Friday the 30th this month. It's our demo class. It's a preview class. Sherry teaches 1 hour online, completely free, version of the class, and it'll be from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So we just kind of share a smattering, a little bit of what's going on with that. I thought today was kind of a special day, Heather, and I think you forgot.
Oh, I am excited. I successfully pulled off live streaming TV show. We now have a Sound Health channel.
Awesome.
Yay for me.
And we did our first show today with a family.
It was wonderful. That was really, you know, I didn't know Ricky was so prolific at the nutrition. It was wonderful.
Her family have so many allergies, and if each of you want some practical information about, she has 5 kids, big family with allergies, and how she copes with it, a lot of practical advice. Also, did you post McCain's, the presidential candidate? Did you post that?
Let's see. It's on our site, and I'm not sure if it's up on VBS yet or not.
We promised it last week.
Yeah.
That we would do that.
I'll make sure it's on there.
So if you want to see somebody who has a really suppressed immune system and somebody who's not in good health, go see McCain's vocal profile. Isn't it under vocal impressions, too, on BBS? Okay.
Let's go back to the link. Where is our link to watch the streaming TV?
Okay, it's on Ustream, and that's just the letter Ustream.tv. And once you're actually into that website, just do a search for Sound Health Hour. We've got one show up there, the one we did today. Pretty excited about that. And I'll put the full link up on NutriSounds on the media page.
We have our own TV station.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, we should announce this on BBS. We should ask Don if we could do that so people can look at it. So we had a meeting today, and we're doing a new series. A lot of people talk to us about the week-long course, and so one of the practitioners in this course had an idea to do a lot of short courses, do a short course on bio diet, do a short course on nutrition, do a short course on muscles. So we're thinking about that seriously, and if any of you are interested in joining us for that short course, and it would include your microphone and your how to put your business together and all your computer programs, you can get in touch with us at the office at 740-698-9119, or you can write to Heather at vocalprofiling.com, or me, Sherry Edwards, at, no, I don't have an address like that, do I?
Sherry at sherryedwards.com.
It's Sherry at sherryedwards. Oh, that's a new one you guys did. Oh, I don't even know my own email address. Okay, so that's the end of announcements, okay? And we talked about, on session one, we did how to do classes, and you talked about that. Talk to practitioners. Today, we're going to talk to Kaj Nagy. Kaj, are you online with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for being here. I know you're busy with all the new stuff you're doing with your business. How long have you been with Bioacoustics?
I think it's been about 12 years now, Sherry. 12 happy years.
Interesting stories, don't you? You know, Tommy's with us to helping teach class this week. Both of you are musicians, and I have threatened, for 2 years to have you guys on a show because I don't know anything about music, so I hope you guys sort of take this into the music realm tonight. But, Kaj, we want to talk about your new website that is beautiful. Can you give people that information?
Yeah, putting all this together was quite an exercise. I was laid off from my, you know, high-stress corporate America job in January, and so I spent the month of January researching how to make money from home because I already had this built-in, you know, product of Bioacoustics that I've been doing sort of word of mouth for the last, you know, 12 years, never really advertised. And so I figured out, you know, how to work with a company and build a website, and we got this nice website built, and now I got to let people know it exists.
And
so I thought it was going to be over once the website was built, but now the fun part starts where you have to market it and advertise it.
You know, that being laid off from corporate America sounded sort of like a joyous statement.
It was a joyous statement. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
And on your website, you offer Bioacoustics, but also a lot of your musical talent. What all do you offer to people?
Well, I'm a classically trained musician who played the French horn in symphony orchestras and concert bands and marching bands and brass quintets, and did that for about 18 years, taught music. And then I turned around 40 years old, and I just got tired of playing the 1812 overture. I don't think I could have played it one more time, or Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and I started to ask myself, do I really, you know, want to do this for the rest of my life, having to play everything, you know, perfectly in tune and perfectly in balance and don't miss any notes. And it was a lot of stress, and I thought that there was more to music for that, for me. And I started working with a woman called named Sarah Benson, and she had founded the Sound Healers Association up here in the Boston area. And around that time, I got asthma. Just like out of the clear blue, all of a sudden I had asthma, and I had to use an inhaler. And I learned if I played my horn and sustained a note and sang another note into the horn at the same time, I found a combination that really made my chest, you know, really vibrate and fill with oxygen. And if I did that for 20 minutes a day, I didn't have to take my inhaler anymore. So I'm starting to believe that, you know, maybe sound and harmonics really do have something to do with, you know, physical matter. And then a friend of mine had heard you, Sherry, on a radio show, and she said, I think you're going to like this woman. You really need to go study with her. And I thought, yeah, I was going to go. Why would I have to, you know, recreate the wheel, you know, intuitively myself? But the master existed, and I was going to go study with the master, and that was you, Sherry. And I had wonderful first level class with you and second level class, and then I spent about, I think, an entire month out there at one point interning with you, which was a real joy. And I felt like I had a good, you know, command of the information, and I came home and have been working with Bioacoustics, you know, ever since, but also with my horn and using the harmonics sort of applying the harmonic concepts that I learned from you with the horn. So I call it Horn and Voice Harmonics. There's a few tapes on my website, for meditation that have that combination of my horn and voice. But also there's some tapes there that use your concepts, notes that correlate to, say, the kidneys and the process of the kidneys. There's a fluid elimination balance tape that's the F and F sharp notes and all of their harmonics, and it really helps people with the fluid elimination balance.
So that would be great for somebody with congestive heart failure.
You know, I could think about making tapes, custom tapes for people who wanted to call in and give me their voice print, and then I could put together the harmonics that, they really needed that were missing in their voice print and send them out a tape. I haven't expanded into that area yet, but I might.
We really can't say this would be for congestive heart failure. We just have to say it's for water retention. Kaj, give us the website name and how people can get in touch.
Oh, it's InsideOutput.com. InsideOutput.com.
PUT.com.
That's really clever.
Very, very clever, girl.
Thank you.
So you have combined music with bioacoustics. That's a good combination, one that I don't have any access to. I'm so musically illiterate. But how did you begin from class to doing this, to making your own business out of it? What were those steps? Because that's what people are interested in. They've written to us saying, how do we take this class, how to do this professionally? How does that all happen? Is it magic? Is it easy? Is it hard?
Well, I think it's a labor of love. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be doing it for 12 years if I didn't enjoy doing it. Gives you a great feeling to be able to help someone take away some suffering. That's a good way to spend my time. That's how I see it. How did it happen? Just started with family and friends and people who were, at their rope's end and nothing else was working. So they thought, what the heck, let's give this a, because it's pretty far out there. So I never really advertised. I always just did word of mouth and got referrals, from your office. I'm up here in the Massachusetts area, and there aren't a lot of people in the New England area doing it, so I get a lot of referrals from Sherry's office. That helps. And then just sort of word of mouth. Somebody liked it, and they told a friend about it. And I didn't advertise for a long time because my partner's had cancer for the last 8 years, and I've got hundreds of voice prints on her, and one of the reasons she's still on the planet is because of these, fabulous sounds. And I've been looking for a home-based business so I could spend more time with her for many years. And when I got laid off, it was finally the opportunity to make that come true. So I created this webpage to share all the things that have pretty much kept her on the planet, the harmonics and the Sherry's bioacoustic work and the drink called Zango. And I put them all on the website so that hopefully people can have the same benefit.
That Zango stuff is awesome.
Yeah, I got a great story on that one, boy, because my partner had breast cancer that had metastasized into her liver. And
I think we have a caller. Is there someone on the line? Do we have a caller, Seth?
Yeah,
Well, I guess they'll break in and tell us, but I hear people talking on the line. So I just thought maybe we had a caller. Kaj, we want you to talk about Marlo's case and how you pulled all this stuff together with bioacoustics. Would you tell us what went on with that?
Well, after he went through, the initial chemotherapy, it screwed up something in her intestinal tract, and she had a terrible time with vomiting. 4.5 years. After she had chemotherapy, she threw up every day, like 4 or 5 times a day, and it screwed up her whole appetite, the whole cycle of, she just stopped even getting hungry, and I knew that she wasn't going to get better, in that type of a situation. And finally, it was Sherry, you were the one who figured out through the voice print, because the medical, community couldn't figure it out, and you figured out she was having trouble with digesting wheat. and suggested if we took wheat out of her diet that she might stop throwing up. And you were right, Sherry. About 2 months after she stopped doing wheat, the vomiting, you know, slowed down and went away, and things have been getting better since then. But, I mean, Sherry, you also helped with decoding the genes for the breast cancer that she had from, amazingly, you know, I remember we took pictures of the biopsy from her, you know, tumor biopsy, and we'd sent it to Sherry, and Sherry was able to find some frequencies from the picture of the biopsy that we were able to start working with. And, you know, sort of one miracle happened after the next, and she's still here.
And they've given her up for dead several times, and you brought her back.
Yes, they have. Well, she's an amazing person. they call her the miracle lady at the hospital, and she still gets her infusions once a week because the doctor doesn't know if she's the longest living person taking this one infusion, and she's, like, way off the charts in the statistics. They don't know what to do with her, but they don't think the infusion is keeping her alive, but they don't want her to stop because they said, well, just keep doing whatever it is you're doing because whatever it is you're doing is working, and so just we'll keep doing the infusion too.
We want to talk a little later about some of your other interesting cases, but I'd like to know now how your music colleagues feel about this kind of therapy.
Yeah, I'm trying to make them aware of it. I just did a workshop at Ithaca College about a month ago, which is my alma mater where I went to music school. And I did a 2-hour master class called Harmonics for Health, where I talked a lot about, because I was working with music students, it was great. You know, when I said the harmonic series, they knew what I was talking about. I didn't have to explain, you know, a lot of stuff, so I could kind of jump right in with the concepts of bioacoustics with them and explain how harmonics work. And then on my website, I also have, I took some used an Aura camera and took pictures of me before and after playing harmonics that would enhance certain systems or chakras, you know, energy systems in the body, and you could see the pictures on the website. You can see the energy level change in the specific area that I was, you know, focusing on with the harmonics. The camera showed an increase in energy and a raising in the frequency after playing these harmonics for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. So that was that's visually, I think, I like to show the students and say, look, you know, you can, sound is invisible, and it's hard, it's so subtle the way it works that you hardly know that it's working, but if you can see the picture of the Aura camera and say, wow, there's real visual proof, something tangible that you can grab onto, that sound, you know, really does affect matter.
I think we have a caller, Kaj. Can you hold on while we check that out?
Sure.
Okay, do we have a caller on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is JoJo Shiken.
Okay. I can't hear you very well. I hear an echo, a terrible echo. Do you want to turn down your radio?
Oh, it's off.
Okay, how do you spell your first name?
J-O-J-O.
JoJo, okay. And do you have a question for Kaj, or why are you calling us?
Well, I just looked over the program and, you know, the vocal profiles you do. I just didn't know if you'd do those on air right here.
Yeah, we will. Do you have a question?
Well, that's kind of my question as far as doing a vocal profile and seeing what it showed.
So you're going to challenge us and just see what's there, or you have something specific you want to know?
I guess the challenge.
JoJo, I hate challenges. I'm setting up my computer. I sound a little far away, but I need a birth date. Make it up if you want.
My birth date is July 18th, 1975.
Okay, that's just the way the computer files things. Okay, I'm checking out my microphone and what's going on here. I should have checked this before we started. Okay, you need to give me 500 phone names, so 500 hits. I'm going to turn this over to the microphone, so you're going to just talk about whatever until I come back and say, okay, I got enough. You ready?
You need 500 words?
Well, I need 500 phonemes, sound bites. So you just keep going until I tell you to stop.
Talk about anything.
Okay. This should
you
be
ready?
Fun.
You ready?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, start.
Okay, my name is JoJo Shiken. I live on the central coast of California, about an hour south of Big Sur. I'm a photographer. Basically, travel around, take pictures of the local area, the surrounding states. Fortunately, I've traveled my whole life. I have a pretty good idea of beauty when I see it. 32 years old. I like being out in nature. This has got to be the funniest thing I've ever done publicly, just talk about myself. Let's see what else. Usually stay up pretty late doing strange things in the night, like creating my art at night, like listening to unique radio shows. Also enjoy just reading all kinds of spiritual literature from many different faiths. I'm drawing blanks
okay.
here.
Okay, JoJo, we got it. And it says that you are a right... What? It says you are a right-brained physical guy.
That would make sense.
We're going to send this to you, JoJo, but I'm going to read a little bit up on the air. Is that okay?
Absolutely. That's why I called in. I'm a good guinea pig.
Okay, I'm reading right off the screen here. You know, most people aren't amazed by this. They know the things about themselves, but they're amazed that the computer knows it. Okay, it says, having time for inner thought is important to you. You often put others ahead of yourself. You sometimes talk to yourself about your own plight. Calling on help of spirit can make your life lighter. You don't always take time for the spiritual side of life. There's a conflict there. Balance between spiritual and physical aspects of your being is important. Let me find something interesting here. You have a lot of spiritual stuff going on because your note of A is incredibly high. And if we were streaming this one, you could watch us do it. You can get angry quickly without knowing all the facts. I'm going to find some negative stuff here so we can argue. Those around you attempt to influence you through your emotions. What you think, what has happened, when you think what has happened is unfair, your first thought is to make things right. You do things without thinking about how your actions will be perceived. Any of that true?
Pretty much all right on, especially in terms of where I'm at in my life right now. Because you said there's something about a conflict of what we've been dealing with the spiritual realm.
And not having enough time to do what you want to do.
Exactly, because I'm just out of a relationship that was very challenging where I was basically having my energy sucked away and didn't have like a couple hours of meditation a day. I wasn't doing a lot of my art as much as I should have, so I've come back to myself where I need to be as opposed to being, you know, dragged down a very dark tunnel of nothingness. So that's what... What's funny is that here's a computer program telling me where I'm at in my life. It's just strange.
Well, we'll send it on to you. Call Heather tomorrow at 740-698-9119 and give her your email address, and we'll send this out to you. And also you could write to Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, at SherryEdwards.com, and that email also... goes to Heather and me, and we'll send this out to you. Are you a little surprised? Are you a little surprised?
No, because have you been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie?
Absolutely, we have. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I've listened to George Norrie. I mean, I'm 32, but I've listened to him and art for at least 15 years, so all this stuff is intriguing to me. So when you were on, I was listening to you, and just, I mean, you're just nailing people left and right, so... I figured I'd call in and get nailed.
Wow.
Well, let's see if we can nail you any further.
Because you said the A was the highest, right?
A is the highest, and that stands for eyes and spiritual activity. It's also for physical prioritizing and managing your resources, you have a conflict, a bigger one, and a note of B. And this is being in service to humanity. And there, you have a two-octave gap on that note of B. Normal on the note of A is 44, and you have 225 hits. So that note of spirituality is incredibly important, but it has to have an aspect of service to it, that whatever you do, you're going to share with other people for their benefit or somehow serve one dimension and another dimension or one community and another, one aspect of life and another. You're a bridge and a transition between two different realities.
Absolutely.
So that's an important part of your spirituality.
Yeah, and with service, let me just ask you a question and try and remain neutral. Is there anything showing up about financial stuff?
It's missing.
It's missing. Well,
you don't have any F and F sharp, but we didn't talk about finances either. Do you want to do another thing and we'll just talk about finances and we'll see where it is?
Sure, because that would, to me, like when you're talking about here's this spiritual thing that's off the chart, so to speak, and then there's almost this missing service. It wouldn't make sense, would it? And so, to me, having the financial resources to get my photos out in enough places is what I've been working on for years.
Okay, talk about that. I'm getting my computer hooked up here. So talk about that and talk now, and we'll do another little...
Speak louder on the phone, too.
You know, speak louder, and we'll talk about your money and your funding and your support. Okay,
and how
I'm ready
words
for
do you need this time?
I need the same amount. Go.
Okay, tell me when.
Go now.
Oh, okay.
Don't leave it to dead air.
Oh, sorry. Basically, I've been working towards getting enough financial resources to, I guess you could say, build an inventory of my images, of my product, to get out to enough stores, galleries, marketplaces to share my work with people. Obviously, my spiritual influence runs through everything I do, but more than anything, it's my photographs. I started creating my photographs during a time in my life where you could say the chips were down. So I put all the good energy I knew how to put into my photographs. You know, it's what I love most, and I just need to get these out to people and share what's in my heart so they know that it's possible to turn your life around, to put your heart into something and have it work out. In terms of the financial support, I know it's coming. I'm just working towards it now, whereas before, I used to fear it every day, wake up in fear that it's just never going to come. Where now I know it's going to come. It's just a matter of being determined and disciplined and need it sooner than later. Because at this point, the sky's the limit.
Okay, when you first started this file, all of your hits were blue, which means emotion. So you create out of your emotions, but your answer is so obvious by your words that you cannot create out of a mental need to have money. It's not going to work for you. And again, you have a tremendous amount of A. Normal is 44, and you have 175 A's. So go with your heart. Go with your spirit. Create what's inside of you, and I just think the rest will come, because if you try to do this just for money, it's going to flop. It's got to come from your emotions, and it's got to come from your own physical energy. Let me pop this open.
Okay.
JoJo 2, so tell them we did two charts for you so we can send them both to you. I got to have your birthday again because I forgot it.
Okay. Birthday is July 18th, 1975.
75. Okay. Because I do that and it let me save it, then I can go back and read some of the stuff to you. Let's see if it's still going to say spirituality, because your A is really still very high. It says you have an unusual sense of time. Not having all the information needed to make a decision stresses you, so you don't make decisions lightly. Your reputation is very important to you. Your highest note is associated with the expression of internal perspective and insight, self-awareness, internal faith, fairness, and fulfillment resides with this note. So that's where you need to go. Internal perspective of insight and self-awareness, internal faith, fairness, and fulfillment. So you're not going to be able to do this for money. You're going to do it for the emotion of how it pleases your physical self.
So you're talking about career, basically, the pose.
Yeah, please you emotionally. Feed your physical energy, your physical faith, your internal faith, and the rest will likely come. You have a passion about your work. You, when you talk, you don't have a passion about money.
No, I mean, of course, enjoy using money, but without something of substance, it's pretty much just a pile of paper. You know, it's got to have something behind it.
When you're talking about your work, you have a lot more information in your chart than when you just talked to us and challenged us. But there is a separation between your spirit and your now life. So the most connection you have is on the note of A, and that is about spirituality. Go there, live there, and, you know, this doesn't even sound logical that it's just going to happen because everybody has to work for what they get or they think that, but there is so much spirituality in your chart, so much spirit, to the very gut-level knowing of what's right. So you don't need to talk to me. Follow your intuition.
Yeah, well, it's just, like you said, there's a disconnect between that strong spiritual place and then my life where I'm living right now.
Well, you also tend to act like the little red hen sometimes and do what's best for everyone else, and you kind of get left out. You got a little teeny bit of D-sharp, and that's all the little red hen syndrome of being in service to people mentally and physically, but it doesn't feed you emotionally. It feeds them, but it doesn't feed you. So you're not getting back the same amount of energy you're putting out, and certainly not on the same levels.
Yep, I understand that. It's, I guess, you know, to be honest with you, it's a humbling process to be, in a way, get so spiritually far out where I'm basically not on this planet anymore, and then do my best to come here and relate to people. And not from a place of, oh, I'm so much here, I've attained this, I know this, I've experienced this. It's like, what have you done today? Oh, okay, you went to work today, and, you know, your kid didn't behave at daycare and all that kind of stuff, and understand that that's their perfection. And I am not more than them, I am not less than them. You know, they're perfection in God, I'm my perfection in God, and I have to find a way to relate. Because if I talked about the things that I did during a day, I'd be straight crazy, you know. So,
it's really, really hard to keep one foot in reality and one foot in God's world and God's dimension. It's very hard. Other humans don't allow us that. And I feel for you, knowing and being able to touch the other side, but, you know, having to feed your face and support other people at the same time, pay your rent, your telephone bill, that's very, very hard. It's one of the hardest lessons I'm continuing to learn every day. The realities of mankind, the laws of mankind, and the laws of God, and where they meet, where they cross, and where they just really fight with each other. So it sounds like you're on your way.
Well, yeah, I am. Like I said, this relationship I was in for 9 months ended last Friday. So I'm 6 months into getting back to myself. Or 6 weeks, or 6 days, all right? I guess there's no time here. But what's funny, too, is about the money. Obviously, you're a spiritual person, and if you look at the money in this country, you know, not being backed by gold, being a fiat currency, it's like, well, so keep working towards this thing, this illusion that's even now more of a creation than man, as opposed to something that actually has worth you know, in this universe. Now it's a belief system. There's nothing supportive behind it, but still we work towards it. Still we're using this currency to pay our bills. You know,
it's going to go down.
Yeah, it's a very strange time.
Denzel Washington says, do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do.
Exactly.
And that's the reality of man's
world. When things change.
It's what?
When things change. Well, when things change for us, if currency changes or something, then that's what we're going to use at that time. But to be present here today, no matter where gas is or a gallon of milk, it's like, here's what's going on today. I need to pay my bills in U.S. dollars, and that's that. So just being present as opposed to worrying about the future, looking back at the past, trying to fix everything. It's like everything's happening today, here, and now.
There's much more in your voice when you're talking about this than when you were talking before. So there's a lot more on you than just a personal perspective. You have a humanitarian perspective, and we probably should do another voice print around that, but I think I'd be cheating if I did three.
Yeah, well, doing the 500 bites or whatever you got, I don't know, being put on the spot like that. I know I'm public and there's a lot of people listening to me, but here in my studio by myself, it seems kind of private, like you and I just having a conversation. But yeah, talking
Don
about
tells
myself takes a little energy.
Don tells us there's 6 million people listening, so your secret's out. Hey, we do have a download. There's a download of this program that I'm using. And it's $40 for the month, so you might want to talk to it about a lot of different subjects and just really see where you are and what makes you balanced. So call the office and check that out, or go on Nutrisounds.com and check out that program, and you can do 100 evaluations of your voice. You can go online with us and learn to use the program, and we'll all be happy.
Yeah,
how's
well,
that, Jojo?
It's the same phone number you gave me earlier?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I feel
and
like
Heather
I got
says,
a gift of
Heather says if you ask for her, she'll take care of you. Yep. How's that?
I know that one.
Sounds good to us, and we'll send this off to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks for your call, Jojo. Bye now. Hey, Kaj, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Session.
That's a wonderful kind of session. We had a girl in here the other day that didn't know what to do with a husband that was giving her a fit, and it took 15 voice prints before she got balanced out about she wanted to do this to him, and she wanted him to get stung by bees and
set on fire.
But really, on the 15th, when she says, what I really want to do is have my family and my friends and my support and get on with my life, and her voice print just turned out beautifully balanced, and so she started to work on that, and she was in joy for the rest of the week. So it's really nice when people can use that invoice program to do that.
As a musician, one of the things that I would do with the invoice program is when I see what notes are missing that are, you know, at the bottom of my issues, I will play them on the horn, or I'll get a pitch pipe and I'll play and sing into the pitch pipe, and I'll do that and try and bring that frequency, you know, into me and strengthen it in myself.
And do you teach people to do this?
Well, that's one of the things that I taught at the master class at Ithaca College. I brought a pitch pipe and I explained different ways of making harmonics with your voice, or just buzzing like horn players do, and with your lips, or the really easy way is to just blow into a pitch pipe on the note that's written on the hole of the pitch pipe. You just can't play a wrong note. And then you can sing along with that and create harmonics and have yourself a good old time and balance yourself out all at the same time.
Are you available for private sessions with people?
Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, on my website, you can schedule, you know, a voice appointment. You can also click on the personality report tab, and you can leave me a message over the phone, and I've turned that into the same invoice personality report, and I can email that out to folks that way.
And
I also, on the website, I really specialize in sports injury and muscles. I've had a lot of success with that. So you can also call and leave a message on my webpage, insideoutput.com, You can leave me a message for a sports injury muscle report, and I can email that out to you once I take the voice print, you know, off of your voice message.
And are you available for teaching and workshops and lectures?
Absolutely. I really enjoyed doing that master class up at Ithaca College, so I was going to put together some brochures and send them out to the colleges here in New England that have music schools and see if I could do some more of that, because I really, you know, I used to be in really in my power when I was standing in front of the orchestra and I was conducting the orchestra and the musical was going on stage. You know, that used to be my real place where I just came really alive. And now it's more, I felt it when I was in front of a group of students teaching again. So I'm going to try and do more of that.
Isn't there a big sound healers organization up in your area?
Well, the sound healers, it's called, it used to be called NESHRI, the New England Sound Healers Research Institute, and it's just changed now to the Sound Healing Network. And it, yes, it is organized up here in New England, but they're trying to go, you know, international with it. And they do a lot of workshops having to do with healing using the voice and using the intuition and altering consciousness with sound.
And how do you think that happens? That's an amazing statement, but how do you, Tommy, you could jump into this since you're a musician. How does music and sound change consciousness?
Well, one way I think it does it is it kind of gets you out of your left brain and gets you out of your ego. And the more of your right brain that you can access, the more you can alter your consciousness. So it's a matter of becoming one with the sound.
We allow ourselves to let the frequency substitute what's playing in our head already. And I think that's a big thing. We somehow music has, we allow it to intrude into our, I guess, into our body field.
So you think it goes directly into your brain and does that, or your eyes, or your teeth, or, I mean, how does it change something?
It goes into our ears.
Goes into your ears, and then,
and then the skin,
brain.
And then the brain, whatever.
Why do we like music? Why do we embrace it to help us heal? That's an
impossible. We are music.
Yeah.
Well, everything is. Matter vibrates.
Matter vibrates. Okay. Well, I think that's a question that none of us could answer. Heather, didn't we do a article about, for some guy who was writing a music book?
Extreme Music Magazine.
And we wrote something about what we think sound healing is. We should post it.
We can do that. Absolutely. That's a good idea.
Okay. Because I don't think there's an answer to that. Or that we each have our own answer. Kaj, you said you specialize in muscles. Could you talk to us a bit about what you've done with different demos of that and how people might be able to turn that into a business like you have?
Yeah, what I'm working on right now is I'm going around to all the gyms in town, the Bally's Fitness Centers and the Gold Gyms, and I've got the calling cards, business cards of all of the fitness trainers, the personal trainers, and the people who manage the trainers at the gym. And what I'm trying to convince them of is that since you have, when you get your new clients for personal fitness, you have to do some kind of an intake on them and come up with an exercise program for them. And they have their own ways of doing that, and it's you know, kind of a general let's start here sort of approach. And I'm trying to show them the value of doing a 30-second voice print, having a muscle report, you know, print out, tell you exactly what muscles are weak, too weak, exactly what muscles are too strong, and be able to customize a workout for them right there that's specifically for them and not for any general group of people who has lower back pain.
That's awesome. So, that's very individualized.
Yeah, and I think that would be a big plus. Now, they're always looking for competitive ways to get ahead, so I'm trying to pitch them. This is the new state-of-the-art, you know, high-tech, most non-invasive, accurate way, you know, to find out where to start.
And you said ahead of the game. Wouldn't this be great if you could approach sports teams and show them which players are more likely to get hurt? That would be very valuable, wouldn't it?
I would think for the amount of money that the managers are paying these people to be in the game when they're sitting on the bench, they're losing a lot of money.
Would you be up to going and evaluating an entire team?
Oh, absolutely. I'm here in Massachusetts, is Boston area, which is one of the biggest sports areas in the country, and every time one of the players on the team gets injured and they're out, I try to figure out a way to get to them, to help be able to present sound to them and get them back to playing, but I've never been able to make the right contact.
Okay, why don't you pick out the player and the team, and you give us the contacts, and we'll call them for you and say, we have somebody in your area, or maybe we'll have one of our doctors call them. How's that?
That would be awesome.
Because I already know you tested a lot of people, even using equipment, because we had equipment that we lent you for, a month or so? So you could do some muscle evaluations and prove that this worked?
Yep. Yep. That all happened at college, where I did a student who had hurt her hand, and I was doing a demonstration for all of the sports trainers at the college and the doctors, the sports doctors. They had a meeting once a week, and I got to go up and demonstrate them how this would work, and we did the hand dynamometer test on her injured hand, which was the left hand, and we also did it on the right hand to compare, and then I gave her the frequencies to listen to. She went to class and came back in about an hour and a half. We did the dynamometer test right there in front of the doctors and the trainers and showed her that now the left hand, which what had been the injured hand, was now stronger than the right hand. And obviously the only thing that was different was she had listened to those sounds for an hour and a half.
Were they awed by that?
Yeah, well, it's disbelief is what I saw on their faces, and that's understandable. I mean, this is so advanced that you don't really have a frame of reference for understanding it. Even though I had gone through a 45-minute PowerPoint presentation on, the cranial nerves and the vocal cords and all of the, scientific information that we had at the time to give them, it all seemed pretty far-fetched still.
So it seems like magic.
Right.
We did a demonstration for the National Institute of Health, which should know better, and we demonstrated what we could do, and we did it to the people who were in charge, and they said to us, and they stumbled all over their words, this is magic. But they still would not provide us with the money to do the research. And I keep thinking about that, and I think maybe we just need to tell the story when this is over, and everybody accepts it, what we did it by ourselves, that we're a group of little housewife people down here in southern Ohio and in Massachusetts, and that we didn't have any government help. We did it because we believed in it. And what kind of people do you think will believe in this? Doctors believe in it when they see it, but they don't use it. You remember Dr. Rudy? We helped his body cure him of MS, and he still would not tell his colleagues about it. I'm going to throw this out to anybody here. Why is this so unbelievable? Why, when Kaj demonstrates it to a sports team and they can see the benefit of saving lots of money, why is it still outside of something they use? No answers from this table. Everybody's shaking their head.
It's just really out of their frame of reference, and it would take, I think, experience after experience after experience, and I'm talking personal experience, because even, like you said, even people who personally experience it, after they've been, after their body has, readjusted itself and their issue is disappearing, they still don't believe it was the sound, because it's such a subtle, natural way for the body to heal, that it's non-invasive and non-intrusive, and it just feels like it was meant to be, and it would have happened that way anyway, and it couldn't have been the sound.
It feels so natural. I was teaching class today, and I said, I don't understand why people aren't beating down our doors, and I thought, well, good grief, you are scheduling people as far out as November. People are beating down our doors. I think it's the enlightened, visionary people that are beginning to see this. We've got Dr. Wright in Tacoma at the Tacoma Clinic. He's brought his people in to train more and more of the larger, well-known clinics, and we've got people coming to help us. We've prayed about, we need a marketing person, we need a person to help us to do this, and they're just kind of appearing here, And one of them that appeared this week is Gwen, and she's at the table with us doing this show.
Hello.
Gwen, tell us how you just really got here.
Well, my experience has been really unusual. I had an aneurysm 3 years ago, and I was a contract programmer for 26 years, and I was in computers, and my children have some health issues, and I always promised myself I'd figure it out. Well, I stumbled across off the internet, Sherry Edwards, and I looked at it, and was very encouraged by my husband. And so I ended up coming here, and I thought, well, maybe I'll open a clinic, maybe I'll open a training session, maybe I'll talk to Sherry and see where maybe my skills could be used best. And lo and behold, I get here, and I find out that God had placed me here to look at, you know, some possibilities on maybe internets and things like that. So I've started talking to Sherry, and we'll just see where our relationship goes. This stuff works.
Well, one of the things Kaj said is I just needed to be there. You said I just needed to be there.
Right.
So it's like you've come home, or...
Me too.
You too. I was going to say, Tommy, I've never asked you that question. Do you feel like God sent you here?
Oh, yes.
I know God sent me here. I have absolutely no doubt. As a matter of fact, I'm not even allowed to travel without a chaperone because my husband's so afraid of another aneurysm. So I brought my sister who was interested in this, and lo and behold, she is a natural. And I mean, I was brought here, and she was brought here for the same reason. And it's just been unbelievable.
I think this is something that we knew a long time ago, of how to read other people through their voice and through their body sounds. It's like a pheromone, which is a smell. You know, you can smell fear. Animals can smell fear. I think we lost this reality of our touching other people's being through sound. And I think it came from we decided to hide from each other. We decided that privacy was important. And I don't want people to know who I really am, what I really am, or that I stole their cake. You know, that kind of thing. So we began to hide, and the more we hid from each other, the more we lost the ability to feel and sound out each other. And I'm very happy to be working with bioacoustics to help bring that back. And even though we're using computers, you know, nobody really needs what I teach here. They have it all in themselves if they just do it. And Kaj brings that out at our conferences. She takes people out and teaches them to do their own sounds, and they always come back blooming. They blossom.
I've got to step in here and talk, give testimony about Kaj. At the last conference, we had a scene where our acoustics were in the gym, and it was a challenge to get the sound to get just right, and everybody's nerves are kind of frazzled by all the reverberation going on, and Kaj took out her pitch pipe. And this is great, Kaj. This is some of the marvelous stuff you do. And by the time we had all finished toning with Kaj, and this was not just one individual, but many people, a whole group, a whole crowd of folks in this gym, by the time we had finished with our little pitch pipe toning, the whole energy of the room had changed and our nerves had been settled. It was just a powerful example of what you can do with sound.
Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, what really happened, I sometimes can hear the sounds that Sherry can hear, too, and I was aware of the frequency that was driving us all nuts in the room, so with the pitch pipe I was playing the balancing frequency, and I got people in each corner of the gym and people in the middle of the gym to start toning along with us on those frequencies. I got the guys to join in, and then the women came in a little higher, and we had these great chords going, and we did it for maybe 5 minutes or so, and then the energy just changed in the whole building.
It really did. It was tangible.
I went to Sherry and I said, Sherry, the energy in here is terrible. Like, you know, people are gonna have a fight or something. Everyone's nerves are completely, you know, raw. And she just looked at me as Sherry does, and she said, well, change the energy. And then she went off to do something else because she had other things to do, and she figured I could handle it.
Gosh, I can't believe we're out of time. Give people your address one more time, your email, and how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, it's
the web page is insideoutput.com. The phone number is 866-875-9252. Email is just email at insideoutput.com.
Thank you, Kaj, for being with us. Thank you, Tommy, and
my
Heather, as always, and Gwen, a new addition to us. Get in touch with us about these new classes and the $40 download that we are just doing it as a trial. And please join us next week. And remember that if you want to do something, you will. And if you don't want to do it, any excuse will do.